Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome to another edition of Power Talk. And I thought maybe the subject that we should focus on is the most important subject of all. It's the most sought-after commodity in human experience. It's life's greatest reward, the experience of love. I mean, think about it. What is it in this world that you want more than love? I don't really think anything. A lot of people tell me they want something more. They tell me they want money, or they tell me they want success, or they tell me that they want their body to be in perfect shape. But the truth of the matter is, when you really love yourself and you really love other people, you find that life is an incredible journey where things flow, and where no matter what happens, you find a way to enjoy yourself and you feel fulfilled. Now, love is one of the most difficult things in the world to describe. I mean, how do you describe it? You look it up in a dictionary, and what does it say? It says things like, well, strong affection for something, an attraction or an attachment to, unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern, to hold dear or to cherish something. Maybe it's really something we can't even describe with words. I mean, the dictionary is a good example of that. But it's something we can all feel in our hearts, and we do on a regular basis when we're feeling happy. And when it's missing, our life feels empty. So what is this thing we call love, and how do we experience more of it? Well, this whole issue is about love. So I thought I'd bring you some of the experts. Our book summary is on Love is Letting Go of Fear with Dr. Gerald Jampolsky. And the interview is one that I did some time back with the late Dr. Leo Biscaglia. What an incredible man he was. I got to tell you, I'll never forget the day I showed up at his office to do this interview. He greeted me with his giant hug that he was so famous for. And then he took me, he said, let's get away from these ringing phones. And he led me outside of his office into this little vacant office. There was no furniture there. And Leo just turned to me and said, let's just sit on the floor and talk. And so myself and my producer, all of us, we sat on the floor cross-legged, and we had one of the most warm and spontaneous interviews that I think we've ever conducted. So you'll get a chance now to hear Leo at his best. I think you'll be touched as well. He's an amazing man, and his message is one that is fully alive today. I wanted, though, in this issue where I was chatting with you to talk to you about what keeps us from having love. You know, Leo used to talk quite a bit about how we have to learn to love, that it isn't necessarily a natural thing, but how to express it and how to share it is something that we really have to facilitate within ourselves. But I thought quite a bit about, why is it that so many people are surrounded by love but don't really feel it? Or why is it that people have such a mixed feeling about love? It's like a push-pull relationship for most people. Yes, they want it, but they also fear it simultaneously. I mean, think about it. People around you can totally adore you, and you can feel unadored, unloved, unappreciated. See, nothing in the outside world is ever going to make us feel loved until one day we make a decision to really love ourselves. But you and I live in a society where that's not the thing to do. In fact, think of all the connotations that go with loving yourself. Egotistical, out of control, full of oneself. And none of us want to do that. You know, that all means pain in our society. Yet at the same time, when someone reaches out and touches you, and it feels incredible inside, who's doing the feeling? Who's generating that emotion inside of you? It's still you. You're giving yourself permission at that moment to say, because this person has touched me this way, I'm going to allow myself to have these feelings, these sensations that I adore, that I cherish. And you let them happen only during that moment. But the truth is, those feelings are inside of you right now. Even if someone didn't touch you, you could have those feelings. But you got to decide to. You got to decide that you're worthy of it. You got to decide that it's not only okay, but it's a necessity, that it's as important to you as food or anything else. So why don't we have love in our life? Number one, because we just don't believe we can have it. So many people have been without this feeling of love for so long, they don't even believe it's part of their life. They fall into that trap of believing the past equals the future, instead of knowing that in every moment we can stop, we can get off our old patterns, and we can immediately change the way we think and feel about anything. And this gift called love is right now at your fingertips. It's always there. All you got to do is focus on its being there. But you know what a lot of people do? They say, yeah, I notice there's love there, and I feel it, and I know it's there, but they're disassociated from it. They're afraid to have the feelings. And I can relate. I've had some painful experiences in my life, too. I've had situations with people I gave my heart and soul to years and years ago, and things disappeared for a variety of reasons, and I felt so hurt inside. But the truth is, the pain only went away when I decided to love, even though the person wasn't there. When I loved myself. When I continue to love the person, not be attached to them, not having to have them be there in my life, and still be able to love them. Love is not limited to people or things or situation or time. It's an unlimited resource. And when we deal with it like it's scarce, we get into a fear mode. We get into a frenzy. We try to possess love. We try to possess other people. And all that creates is more and more frustration and more fear, because we know sooner or later, well, things are going to change. You know, the only thing we can all count on in our lives is that things will change. That's the one thing that's for certain in your life. So if your fear is, oh, if things change, I won't have love in my life, or if this person changes, or if they look at life differently, or if I have to move, or something else occurs, I'm going to lose love, then you're going to live in fear the rest of your life. You have to know inside that there's a timeless part of you, a part of you that has unlimited and eternal love, a part of you can tap into at any moment in time, and you've got to just focus on it. So what is it that keeps us from really having our love? Well, let's make a look. Let's review what I've just said. One, most people don't believe they can have it because they haven't felt like they had it in the past. All that's saying is, in the past, you played a bunch of lousy records inside your head. You didn't pay attention. You didn't notice what was there, and so you're going to continue to do it. You can change it right now by decision. You can decide you deserve to have love because you're alive. If your creator thought enough of you to bring you into this world, certainly you deserve this experience of wonder and mystery and joy and fulfillment we call love. Why else do people not have love? Simple, they're afraid. They're afraid because once they felt love and then it disappeared. Which would be worse, never to feel love? Or at times to feel like you lost it simply because you were confused and thought it was coming from somewhere else. I know what it feels like, and when it seems like it's gone away, when it hasn't really gone away at all. See, we don't want to make the mistake of blaming love when somebody leaves us in a relationship, or when things don't work out, or when we leave somebody else, or we get frustrated. Love is not the problem. The problem is a values conflict, or a rules conflict, or a beliefs conflict between you and another person. Or as Tina Turner would say, what's love got to do with it? The answer is nothing. The relationship didn't end because of love. It ended because you didn't express more of it, or you didn't feel more of it within yourself, and therefore you didn't nurture yourself and the person you were in a relationship with. You can't fear love. You can't fear the thing you want most, or you'll feel empty inside. You got to go for it. You got to have the courage to break through those barriers and say, I'm going to love, because look at the alternative. The alternative is feeling empty and alone. And none of us want that. So you got to have the courage to love someone else, to put yourself on the line. And you can't do that unless you have something to fall back on. And the thing you always have to fall back on is loving yourself. You know that if you express love to somebody else and they don't seem to receive it, you received it. In order to express, you had to feel it in your gut first. You got the gift, and it's your responsibility to nurture it within yourself so you have more to give. And you know what? Out of some of the most painful experiences, people often realize what's really most important in their life. They realize that they want that love and they want to share it, because love that's kept inside is wonderful, but it expands like crazy when we give it away. It's that only gift that you have, where the more you give it, the more you receive. And if sometimes you give it out and it doesn't seem like you're getting it back, you're probably just not noticing some other source of it. You're not noticing what you're feeling inside yourself as you're expressing it. So the next time you think, I'm not going to love this person because if I do, I'll just get hurt. Think of how ridiculous that is. You're hurt right now. And the only way to get out of being hurt is go love somebody, starting with you. You know, express your feelings. It's one of the gifts you have in life. There is a challenge, of course, and that is within human beings, most of us have a much greater fear of loss than we do have a desire for gain. That is, that fear of loss keeps us from doing the very things that would give us what we want most. So why not use this principle? And the way to use it to overcome your fear of being loving and giving your all, if you find yourself in a position saying, you know, I really can't give my all because then I'm going to get hurt, then think about this. If you don't express your love, then you've already lost it. I mean, if you don't give your love, think of the alternative. You'll have none. At least now you got a possible opportunity for feeling it if you're willing to express it to somebody else without filters. And if you don't, you'll never have it. So if you need to, use the fear of loss in an accurate way. You can only lose what you won't give when it comes to love. I remember when John Wooden, the great coach of the UCLA Bruins, was leaving UCLA, and everyone gathered, and there was all this pain and sorrow about him leaving, and broken hearts, as everyone talked about. But the truth of the matter is, what people really were doing at that time is focusing on what they were losing instead of what they'd gained. And fortunately, somebody was very smart, because they created a trophy for John Wooden that inscribed upon it said the real message of love. It said simply, Coach, What we've given, we will have forever. What we failed to give is lost for eternity. Make sure that you, while you're here, focus on giving your all. And the more you give, as you and I both know, the more you receive. There's another source also. There's an eternal source called your creator that you could turn to at any time. You don't have to operate out of scarcity. But you know, I think one of the biggest reasons people don't feel love is they just don't focus on it. We all get what we focus on consistently, not once in a while. You can't say, well, I worked on love last week and I didn't get any back. So, hey, I'm not feeling very good about this. It's not worth the effort. Oh, give me a break. How do you develop a muscle? You go out there and you stretch yourself. You put yourself on the line. And if you're really going to develop a muscle, you do things that are a little bit uncomfortable. You push beyond your comfort zone. That's the only way a muscle is going to strive and grow and expand. It responds to demand. And you got to demand from yourself that you're going to put yourself out there and you're going to express love even when it's not easy. If you do that, you're going to get the rewards that you really want. If you don't, then all these feelings are trapped inside a small part of yourself instead of flooding your whole body and soul. So the way you become a great lover is you focus on love. You focus on how to feel and experience more of it every day. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. If every single day you're asking, how can I be more loving? How can I express more love to the people around me? How can I feel more love inside? And how can I enjoy the process? You're going to get some great answers. And those answers will provide you not only with the resources, but with the experience that you really want in your life. The problem is that most of us have never made a conscious decision to focus on and notice the love around us. We haven't. In fact, what most of us have done is we've decided it's not there, and so whatever you look for, you'll find. And if you're looking for all the ways that you're not receiving any love in your life, I can promise you, you will be fulfilled with a lack of love, if that makes any sense. See, we must control our mind. We've got to focus on how to feel love and how to express it. See, in the Bible, it says, love thy neighbor as thyself. That says that you need to love yourself. And most people just are so afraid of that. And they won't focus on that. Besides, there's more important things to do. We got to pay the bills this month. And then they wonder why they overeat or drink or smoke or need to do drugs or have to sit themselves in front of a boob tube to try and distract themselves from the fact that they don't feel the depth and quality of life that they deserve. You don't want to be caught in that trap. Fourth major reason why most people don't experience love, they got such vicious rules that it'll be impossible for them to feel loved. The love's inside there, but they got this combination locked to the vault that says you got to do these 22 turns in all the right places and all the right ways, or I'm not going to let you have these feelings. You know what? You didn't set up the rules of your life. Some people's rules are ridiculous. Things like, well, if you love me, then you'll always be there for me every moment of my life. Well, listen, if somebody's there every moment of your life, you'd probably get burnt out. Would you say, get away from me? You know, we don't want somebody there all the time. You only think you want that when you don't have it. What you want is somebody you can share with. Another one I hear couples say to each other all the time, and things like, well, if you really love me, then you'd understand me and I wouldn't have to say it. Well, sure, love makes you a mind reader too. Again, what has love got to do with it? See, we got these weird rules. You know, if you love me, then you're going to buy me 22 diamond rings and you're going to be here all the time. Well, I got to go out and make the money so I can buy you the diamond rings. The reality is, we have not chosen our own rules, and a lot of them are messed up, and most of us don't even know what they are. We should all adopt a real simple rule for love. I feel loved anytime I'm being loving to myself, anything, anyone, any concept. Anytime I'm feeling that love to my creator, anytime I value life or nature or people, or ideas, anytime I cherish anything, anytime I feel emotions of tenderness or gentleness or caring, that's a time of love. And anytime I do that, I get to feel love. And anytime I do that, I want to express it and express it as deeply and fully as I possibly can. That's where joy and fulfillment come from in life. Living and breathing with life, where you value and appreciate all that surrounds you. That's living in love. And that brings up the fifth reason why most people don't have love in their life. They don't notice all the little ways they could be experiencing it right now. They don't notice all the opportunities that are there. You know, part of understanding what it takes for us to really feel love is understanding a little bit about how our brain works. All of us judge other people by what they do. See, how do you know a stranger, you meet somebody for the first time, how do you know what they're really like? They could tell you what they're like, and you take a certain amount of that in, but really, don't we judge people by their actions? We don't judge so much by what people say as much as what they actually do. And you know what? You also judge yourself the same way. You might say, well, I'm a really loving person, or I really care about this person, or I really care about myself. But if you don't consciously do things that are loving for the people around you and for yourself, you're not going to really believe it deep in your heart, or at least you'll question it. See, what I really want you to leave this power talk with is one simple thought, that love is something that's available every moment of our lives, but all we have to do is choose to experience it. And the best way to know we're experiencing it is to commit and act. The act of love is the really vibrant love. It's the kind of love that we really want inside. And the only way to have it is to express it, to notice all the little opportunities to make things happen. And often we buy into the theory that there's only one person that we can love, or only one series of people, or one family or group of people, rather than seeing that strangers are an opportunity for us to express love. In fact, strangers are a great place you can express love and not be threatened as to whether or not it's going to come back or not. If it doesn't come back, it's no big deal. I'll tell you something I started doing a few years ago that really enriched my life. You know, I used to just notice love only when I was like with my kids or when I was doing a seminar. And I started thinking, that's so dumb. I mean, there's all these people that I could be loving around me. I don't have to get up and do a speech to change somebody. In fact, I found oftentimes I didn't have to say anything, but just with a loving look, I could change somebody's state. And it gave me such a hit when I could see it really did work. And for the last few years, I developed a great habit. You know, I used to look at people who were massively overweight, I mean obese, or somebody who, for example, had some kind of handicap, and I used to get these terrible feelings inside and feel bad for them. And now what I do is I just look at them from a distance or as I walk by, and I just beam love into them. I just think about what it would be like to have this person feel totally loved and healed. Now, I know that sounds airy-fairy, but you know what? Somehow in the back of my head, I believe that that makes a difference. If for nobody else, it does to me. It makes me feel that I'm connected to people and that I really do care. It's an act of love. And that simple action reminds me of the connection I have with other people. It allows me to connect with strangers and have strangers connect with me. I don't ever do anymore what I used to do years ago, which is walk into a room of people and feel totally alone. I now walk in and I feel a connection with every person there before I open my mouth. And by the way, do you think that affects the way they feel about me? You bet it does. Do you think they respond differently to this stranger when he walks in and he's got this certain expression on his face that has to be coming through when I'm feeling these feelings inside? It's allowed me to go into environments with unbelievably successful and wealthy people who are all playing the quote-unquote business game of life and connect at a heart level in a matter of moments. It's made my life richer, but that's part of just noticing all the opportunities and creating experiences, creating opportunities to experience love. They're there every moment of your life. Choose them, select them, take action upon them, and you'll get back the gift that you're giving. So how can we demonstrate love for ourselves? Again, it feels so weird to do that. You have just got to flat decide that even though it feels weird and it feels new, that you're going to flat love yourself, because you can't love somebody else unless you love you. So how do we let ourselves know that we really love ourselves? How do we demonstrate it by our actions, not just by saying, oh yeah, I love myself. Yeah, intellectually you may love yourself, but emotionally you've got to let yourself know you really care. Because if you don't have that deep caring, you keep trying to express it to other people, you're going to run out empty pretty soon, because you can't give to other people what you haven't first given to yourself. You can't give what you don't have. So what are some ways you can really love yourself? Well, number one, do the things for yourself that you would do for somebody you really loved. Have that same kind of caring. Value yourself the way you would value somebody you were in love with. How can you demonstrate it, though? Well, how do you demonstrate it to somebody you love? You tell them. Maybe you need to really let yourself know you care. Have a conversation with yourself. Here's a weird thing to do. Go to a mirror, look yourself in the face, and say, I love you. Now, I know it'll probably take you like 4 or 5 days to do this. I mean, this takes some real courage. And you say, oh, yeah, it sounds like a real 60s, 70s kind of thing. But I mean, seriously, you've got to let yourself know that you really do care. A second way you can do this is just to express your real feelings and not shut them down. See, part of loving yourself is letting yourself feel this experience called life. Even those things that don't feel so good, letting yourself get them out of your system is really important. See, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're feeling some negative feelings, you just keep shutting them down and say, you're wrong for feeling that way. You're sure as heck not going to make them feel very loved. And you won't feel loved if you do that to yourself. Let yourself know it's okay to feel anything. You have a right to feel anything. And then choose to feel the way you want to feel. but nurture yourself that way. Another way you can do this, third way, would be physically take care of yourself. See, if you're overeating or drinking or smoking or doing anything like that, all you're really saying is you don't love yourself enough. You aren't valuing your own body and emotions enough. You're looking for love in all the wrong places, as the song says. What you got to do is go back to the source. See, discipline to me is only an expression that you care about yourself, that you love yourself. Discipline is not hard when it's coming from a place of caring about yourself. Discipline is always hard when it's a must, when it's a necessity, when it's something you have to do to get a result. It's easy to do when it comes from a place of love. Everyone deserves the gift of vitality and passion, and they only come from loving yourself. Taking care of your body is an expression of that love, and it gives back rewards far beyond anything you can imagine. Take the time and give the gift. A fourth major way you can love yourself is to forgive yourself. Gosh, so many people just stay hateful towards themselves, and they wonder why they don't feel love from others. You can't feel from somebody else when you're busy or hating yourself because you made some mistake a long time ago. We all are going to screw up. We're all going to do things wrong at times. We're always going to get in a bad state and do something that will embarrass ourselves. And if you live in fear of that, or if you focus on all the challenges you've had in the past, you're going to live in pain, and you're not going to have anything to give to anybody else, much less yourself. You got to let go. Recently, I heard a quote I'll never forget. I don't even know where it came from. But to the best of my memory, it went something like this. A man must learn to let go as easily as he grasps. Otherwise, he'll find that his hands are full and his mind is empty. We need to remember that letting go is a gift. And if we can just let go, if we can just forgive, we can just consciously choose to say, hey, what I did there wasn't really great, but I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to do it again. And beating myself up is not either loving, nor is it making it better. I've got to move on. Remember, trying to drive into your future while you're using the rearview mirror to guide you is a great way to make sure you crash. Let go. Love yourself. A fifth way to love yourself is to be optimistic. Optimism is a choice. You can at any moment in time expect the best or expect the worst. It's up to you. But the problem is most of us are not consciously choosing what to focus on. We're just running some old patterns. And a lot of us have patterns that make us feel lousy. Think about it. When you're optimistic, you feel happy. You feel excited. You have a sense of possibility. And in that state of mind, it's easy to love yourself and even easier to love other people. But when you're in a state of gloom and doom, when you keep focusing on the worst possible scenario and you expect it to happen, you can't feel love inside yourself. If someone else was loving you, you wouldn't even notice it. You're too caught up in your negative state. Plus, who wants to try and express love to somebody who's negative? You just feel like you'd be rejected anyway, so you probably wouldn't receive the love from others that you want so desperately. You're driving them away from you. Optimism is a gift. And by the way, being realistic does not create more love. In fact, studies have shown that people that are more realistic don't do as well as people that are optimistic. Out of our realism, we often limit what we're really capable of. See, you want to give yourself a gift? Give yourself the gift of seeing yourself bigger than you thought you were, more capable than you thought you were. The only time to be pessimistic is if your life was on the line. I might be a little pessimistic about jumping in a helicopter that's got one of its rotors broken off, but I don't want to be pessimistic about love. Hey, what if I'm being optimistic about this love relationship working out and it doesn't? What's the worst that can happen? I had the love while I was thinking about it. I'm not going to die. Be real with yourself. Give yourself the gift of optimism. Here's a sixth way that you can really love yourself and demonstrate it by your actions. Consciously, each day, catch yourself doing things right. So many of us are so quick to focus on and notice all our imperfections and we beat ourselves up about it. It's ridiculous. Catch yourself doing things right. Isn't that what you do with your children? How do you express love to them? You find all the great things they're doing and you praise them like it's going out of style. You want to see your life change? Start finding ways to praise yourself, catching yourself doing things well instead of beating yourself up when you do things wrong, and you'll find you'll want to give and be and do more in your life, and you'll feel more love. Seventh way to love yourself is to keep a journal. See, if you keep a journal each and every day and you write notes to yourself about your day and what was valuable and what you learned and what you created, you'll be nourishing your mind, your emotions, your soul, because you'll be capturing your life. And if your life's worth living, it's worth recording. Go get yourself a hardbound journal and start keeping notes with yourself on a daily basis, and you'll find that you'll have captured more of your life, and that'll be giving yourself another gift. In essence, I could go on and on. What do you need to do to demonstrate you love yourself? Anything you would do for somebody you love. That's what you got to learn to do for yourself too, and you can't see it as selfish. As it's said in a really good book a long time ago called The Good Book, love thy neighbor as thyself. You have the right, the privilege, and the responsibility to take care of yourself, to value yourself, to cherish yourself, to treat yourself with the same kind of caring and tenderness that you do those people you love. Because it all starts here. So everything else we're going to talk about with love needs to be filtered through this frame. This is the foundation that it all must come through. So here's your assignment for the month. First of all, I want you to commit 3 acts of love. Now, that sounds kind of fascinating, doesn't it? But I mean, first of all, I want you to figure out something you can do to really love yourself. Something that'll be an act, a demonstration of that love you have for yourself. I don't care what it is, if it's taking time for yourself in a special way or getting a massage or taking some special singing or dancing lesson, but I want you to give yourself some unique gift. I don't care what it is. And having done this now, having demonstrated to yourself that you really do care, I now have to tell you what I really believe in my soul, and that is loving yourself has to be there. You can't go and just love somebody else if you don't feel it within yourself. But if all you do is keep it in yourself and you don't express it, you'll never feel love at the deepest level. The ultimate levels of love, obviously, are when you get to express and share them with others. You say, well, that sounds like a contradiction. You spent this whole tape telling me I should love myself. Now you're telling me the deepest love is from loving other people. Yes, I am. But I'm also telling you, if you go around loving other people and you don't love yourself, you won't feel the love that you're giving. It's got to start with you. And you have a greater capacity if you take care of yourself. But you're right. There's more love in expressing to others than you're going to get just expressing to yourself, simply because when you are experiencing love and you're burning with love, it only gets more powerful when you connect with some other wood and call another human being. Now, instead of just a stick on fire, we got a bonfire going. There's just no doubt about it. Expressing love to others is the richest experience in life, as long as you give yourself permission to feel it for yourself too, which is really why I took the time to chat with you on this tape. I know you know this stuff. I'm asking you to live it. There's a difference. We all know what to do, but you got to do what you know. And each one of these little sessions is designed to remind you of what really is there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a good coach. A coach doesn't always tell you something you don't know. Sometimes they tell you things you already know, but by hearing it again, it gets you to take a look at it and really apply it. I hope you apply loving yourself on a more daily basis. I hope tomorrow morning when you wake up, you'll cherish yourself more. You'll nurture yourself. You'll care about yourself. And in doing that, I know you'll have more to give to others. But I will then want you to do what I know you want to do. With that great foundation, go out and express it for others. Everybody. But your second assignment is do it for somebody who's close to you. Find some unique way to let them know how much you care, how much you cherish them. Do it in a fun way. Do it in a creative way. Too many of us in life start thinking, well, they know I love them. Heck, you know, I tell them all the time. But sometimes we get habituated. That if somebody hears us say, I love you, I love you, I love you, so many times it doesn't really have the same meaning anymore. We got to demonstrate our love. Remember, love is an action. So I want you to express and demonstrate your love to somebody close to you in a fun, creative, outrageous way they will not forget. I want you to create a moment for that person. See, I'll never forget the challenge I had. I have 4 children, and 3 of them came to me all at one time. How do you get all these kids to feel loved by me simultaneously? And especially when, you know, I'm some weird stranger. It was tough. And as I got to know them, I really started to love them as my heart and soul. And they were all my blood children as far as I was concerned. But how do you express it to them? Especially when you're living on the road and you got this intense lifestyle. And I realized that the way to do it is I had to create moments. Moments they would not forget. See, in my lifetime, you know, I didn't have a lot of time with each of my fathers. But I can tell you, I can remember certain key moments that we shared that I hung on to. And they created that feeling of love for me even when I couldn't be with them. So I thought, how can I do this with my kids? How can I get it across to them? And so I found I was in a dilemma. I mean, it was pretty tough. 3 boys and a girl. My youngest son, Jarek. How'd I let him know when he's 4 years old that he was loved, and let my 20-year-old at the time let him know that he was loved? Totally different strategies, I can promise you that. With Jarek, I found that what he loved to do more than anything else was just spend time with me out in a dirty field, running around playing all these imaginary games. So you can imagine how excited I was about doing that. But you know what? I realized that's what makes him feel loved, so I decided to just get into it. That loving someone is giving them what they want, not what you want to give. You know, I might want to do a bunch of different things for him, but what he wants to do is run around this field, so darn it, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm not just going to do it out of a sense of obligation. I'm going to do it out of a sense of passion. And so we had this blast, and we go out and play these games, and, you know, Jarek thinks I'm a giant, so he points this giant boulder and says, "Dad, pick that up and throw it. You're a giant," and I'm over here picking this boulder up and throwing it, you know, and he's laughing, and I'm laughing, and we had these great times. And, you know, I want to be able to express love to him in so many ways. When I grew up, you know, we didn't have a lot of choices economically. So when I started making money, I thought, what a great thing I can give to my kids. But at the same time, I appreciate everything I have in my life because I earned it. Creates a little bit of a dilemma. So I thought, oh, how do I do this? So what I've learned to do is have my kids earn things, but every once in a while I go crazy and surprise them. So Jarek and I, one day I said, "Hey, let's go to the toy store and let's get one toy because you've been such an awesome kid. You deserve one toy." So we go to the toy store, and going to the toy store with Jarek and I is like watching the movie Big. We run her all over the place and we play with all the toys, and people have recognized me from my TV show. Look at me like I'm crazy and I have a good time. And Jarek laughs. And I'll never forget, we went around and around, checked all these toys, and I said, "Okay, you can have any one toy in the store. Doesn't matter what it is, but just one, but any toy you want." He looked at me and said, "I know what it is, Dad," and he ran off. So I waited for him. And he came back with a plastic rake. I said, "That's what you wanted? If anything in the store?" He said, "Yeah, Dad, this is great. We'll go home. We'll rake a bunch of leaves." And I thought that's why I worked so hard, so I wouldn't have to rake leaves anymore. But that's what he wanted to do. I was so disappointed. I had several toys that I'd hoped he'd pick out. The bottom line is we went back and we raked for a couple hours. But you know what? That's really what he wanted. He loved it. And I loved it too. And we laughed and we giggled and we told stories. And you know what? I gave to him what he wanted, not what I wanted. And it gave me what I wanted. Because I felt this incredible connection and bond. And I can promise you, I will never forget the days of raking with Jarek. And I don't think he will either. We've all had moments in our life that really touched us. If we want to experience more love, we don't even have to go create new moments. We can just remember some of the old ones. And that's going to be your third assignment. Your third assignment is, I want you to remember some of the most loving moments of your life. Go back and touch them again. Remember them. See them in your mind, step into the picture and live the memory and give yourself some of that juice and remember that it's right there inside of you and it's available at any time. Most of us fail to realize that our life comes down to memory management, that if you manage your memories, you got more joy in there than you ever dreamed of. And if you don't manage your memories, you'll come up with all the garbage that'll make you feel like your life is not worthwhile. I'll never forget, for example, the first time I saw Les Miserables, where the main character, Jean Valjean, was such a good human being, such a deep spiritual human being, and such a giver, and feeling this incredible connection and love for this man in this play. There's so many sources that tap into the fabric of our spirit through love. I'll never forget the day that Jarek was born, and I held him for the first time, and he looked up into my eyes. Or the first time my daughter Jolie looked me in the eyes with tears in hers and said to me, "How come God was so good to me to give me you as a dad?" Moments. First time I got to fly with my son Tyler when he first got his helicopter license and he was able to solo, and seeing the excitement and the passion and the pride in his eyes and knowing that somehow I'd helped to contribute to that and feeling the bond with him. Seeing my son Joshua going out there to hit a baseball and coming in and giving him a big hug afterwards and feeling the connection and excitement that comes from growing and expanding together. Life is rich. Make sure along the way you don't miss the moments or life will pass you by. So I've given you a lot in here. I get carried away. I just want to get through to you that this is the most important experience in life. And I know you know that, but I'm here to remind you. That's what I'm here for, to tease you, harass you, cajole you, and get you to love yourself. You do that, you'll want to love every person you meet, strangers, weird people, nice people, in-between people. Listen, I've worked with people from every walk of life, every kind of personality, people with 49 personalities and people who think they have no personality. We all love to be loved. We all need to express it to ourselves and to others. So you have four assignments this month, so I'll make sure they're clear. Go commit a bunch of love acts. One, commit one for yourself. Go love yourself in some unique way. Do something outrageous, fun, or nice for yourself. Two, do something special for somebody nearby, somebody you have an ongoing relationship with. Three, go do something loving to a weird stranger you don't even know. You can do it on an elevator. You can do it when you're walking down the street. Just be totally loving in a unique way to somebody you don't know and notice the joy that'll give you knowing that's the kind of person you really are and that you're connected to every person that you meet. And lastly, four, write yourself a love letter. Listen to the interview with Leo Bascaglia this month and then write yourself a love note. Write a note to yourself about how much you love yourself and care about yourself and who you really are and what you really stand for as a person, and how proud you are that you've made it through the tough times. And that, yeah, you're not perfect, but you are great inside. Give yourself the gift of love. You deserve it because you're alive. And decide to spend the next month focusing on experiencing more love instead of how you're going to go get it. If you give it to yourself and others, you'll have more than you could ever imagine. And as you listen to the next tape with Leo Biscaglia, I think you'll get, not only by what he says, but by the tone of this man's soul, not just his voice, what love can be in your life and how deep you can feel it. Thanks for listening again. I love this time with you. And until our next visit, remember to live with passion and an amazing amount of love.